My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today, we begin chapter number 5. Mishnah number 1 starts us off talking about how things get a little bit different when we enter the Reshut HaRabim, the public domain. Hasheret v'hasfardeh Reshut HaRabim. You have a sheret, you have a creepy crawly, one of the 8 that, according to the Torah, imparts high-level tuma, v'hasfardeh, a frog, which is not impure, but happens to look like a lizard, which is one of the shratzim, so they're easily confused. V'chen kazayit min amet v'chazayit min nevela. So again, you have two things that are juxtaposed to each other. You have an olive's bulk worth of dead body, which is metame, maga, masa, and ohel. And you also have a kazayit, an olive's bulk worth of nevela, of carrion, which does not create ohel. V'etzem min amet v'etzem min nevela. Or bone from someone from a dead body, and also bone from a nevela. Again, juxtaposition. V'gush me'eretz tehora, v'gush mi'beit hapras. So you have a clod of dirt from a pure earth. Also a clod of dirt from beit hapras. Beit hapras is an overturned field, an overplowed field that might have had like a body buried there, so now you're not sure if you had, you have like a piece of dead body in there, which means that the thing is tamei derabanan. The rabbis declare that beit hapras is tamei. Again, gush me'eretz tehora v'gush me'eretz ha'amim, clod of pure earth and clod of earth from the diaspora, which the rabbis declared unclean because maybe it's from a cemetery. Shnei shvilin. Okay, so here you have 4 examples, all lav dafka. 4 examples of 2 things that could be mistaken for each other. One is pure, and one is impure, or perhaps not pure impure, but, you know, one is more impure, or one renders impurity in a different way. And now you have 2 paths. This is not Robert Frost. You have 2 paths. Echad tameh v'echad tahor. One is tameh, one is tahor. Halach v'chad mehen ve'en yedu be'ezehem en halach. So you walk down one of them. You're not sure if it was the one less traveled by. But what you're definitely not sure of is which one you went down. If you went down the tameh one or the tahor one. Ha'ehil al echad mehen ve'en yedu al ezeh mehen ha'ehil. Or going back to our example of the kazayis of mace and kazayis of nevela, where the kazayis of mace of the corpse creates an ohel, so one has an ohel of tuma, one does not. Hesita techad mehen ve'en yedu ezem hen hesit, or you waved one of them and you're not sure which one you waved, and this is the kind of waving, this is the thing that creates tuma in the waving. So in all these situations, you have a case where there's 2 options, and one of them creates tumah, the other one doesn't, for you, depending on how, you know, in the usage, and you're not sure which one it was. Rabbi Akiva metame, v'chami metaharim. In a case where it's in the Reshus HaRabim, Rabbi Akiva declares tumah, v'chami do not. What is their respective reasoning? So Rabbi Akiva says that, well, to start off, we know that we're Mekel and Reshus HaRabim, that we're Matahar and Reshus HaRabim. We've seen this this principle exercised in the previous 4 chapters. So why would Rabbi Akiva be Machmir? So the Bartner explains that we're only Mekel and Reshus HaRabim when there's no Takana. Right? So if you have a case where you have like a piece of Truma and you're not sure if it's in the Ohel or it's on the Ohel, you're not sure if it was touched by Sheretz, not touched by Sheretz, so on and so forth. So in all those cases, we would be Mekel, because there's no Takana, there's no way to fix the situation. But Rabbi Akiva points out that a Gavra has a Takana, that a human being has a Takana. It's called Tzvila and Hazah. It's called going to the Mikvah. And since an option for repair exists, then that option has to be taken, according to Rabbi Akiva. Chachamim disagree. Chachamim say that's not the mechanism for the kulas of Reshus HaRabim. Simply, the Reshus HaRabim and Reshus Yachid are different for reasons we enumerated earlier. That is their machlokas. We paskin like Chachamim. If you jump over to mission number 2, we're going to insert a 3rd position. Echad she'amar nagati v'zeva eini yodeh im hu tameh im hu tahor. Someone touched one of the things and says, I don't remember if it was tamei or tahor, this thing that I touched. Nagati v'enu did be'ezim mishnehim nagati. I touched one of them. I'm not sure which one I touched. If it was the tamei one or the tahor one. Basically, we're recapping the previous mishnah. Rabbi Akiva metame. Rabbi Akiva's metame. We know. Chachami metaharim. We also know this. Rabbi Yose metame bechulan. So Rabbi Yose is machmir across the board, except metahar b'shvil. His exception, he draws the line differently. He is metahar for shvil. Why is he metahar for shvil? Shederech bnei adam haloch ve'ein derkam liga. Because according to the way the Barnur explains, it is impossible to not walk. It's what we do. We walk around. So in order to get places. So we can't fault the guy for that, but you don't have to touch everything you see. So because he didn't have to touch something, he touched something, so there we won't apply the kulas of Rishus Rabim. We'll only apply the kulas of Rishus Rabim to situations of walking, to the specific examples related to shvil. That's it for today. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow.